could also add adoption. Those are great ones, Christopher. And I'm going to add a couple. Objection, if you object during a case, or emotion is a legal action as well. I think we've solved everything that's out there. I'll do a final check of messages shortly to make sure I've acknowledged all of your answers.
This is Kennedy Laird, a recent graduate of the Red Lion Area Senior High and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at our beautiful community, hosted by Central York School District at Hayshire Elementary on May 21st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This event is free to the public and teaches students about hands-on activities and gets them excited about their surrounding communities. I will be following up with a story recapping this event. To learn more about our beautiful neighborhood, visit the school's website. Our beautiful neighborhood is just one of hundreds of free events during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Alan in Squirrel Hill gets the last word. He says, this game has been a great preoccupation. Thank you, Alan. And thank you for playing along with us as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Our Youth Express Hour begins, and our Remake Learning Open House is officially started. I have a couple co-hosts joining me for the hour ahead, Sammy and Waylon.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many a time confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right, we've lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above my see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to see. And I dreamed I was flying. We come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sails the moon. We come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing an American tune. But it's all right, it's all right. We can't be forever blessed. Still tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying. Get some rest.
Terrell Scott with a great rendition of that
for you, Mom,
song.
Don't be mad at me. Right on it. One, two, three, one, two, three.
Richie Cole recorded live October 15th, 2016. Thank you for being with us. Stick around. There's a lot happening today. Good morning to Mick in St. Clair. He came up with another answer to our puzzle, words ending in T-I-O-N, that answer the clue legal action. And he came up with incarceration as an answer to that clue. That's a good answer as well. Emancipation could be the partner of that. Now, coming up this hour, we have a couple members of the Mount Lebanon High School Songwriting Club, Mira and Gabby. They each are going to perform a song. And also, we have Waylon and Sammy from our Youth Media Center who participate in our Youth Media Center programs. They're going to be doing the interview with me as part of Remake Learning Days, and also because I could use the help. We're going to get everybody set up and ready to go, and you'll hear those features in just a couple of minutes.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
This is Pranitha Chakangal, a junior at South Fayette High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Get Set Create event at the Kidsville Daycare and Learning Center on Friday, May 23rd, 2025 from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Get ready for a fun day of creativity with art, science, and math, plus a book swap. This event is aimed for all ages to spark creativity. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I am excited to get my math on for this event. To learn more about the Kidsville Daycare and Learning Center, visit kidsvilledaycare.com. The Get Set Create event at the Kids Full Daycare is just one of the hundreds of free events running down Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Class action was just another answer contributed by Gail and Stanton Heights to our earlier puzzle. We're just about ready to go to present Gabby and Mira, each performing individually. And they will be ready to go in just a couple of seconds. Maybe they are. I love to watch this pantomime that takes place. Yes, I see thumbs up all around. I did not get a chance to ask Gabby or Mira, is there a preference as to who goes first? Yeah, okay, so we're going to hear from Mira first. This is Mira Johns. She is 18 and a senior at Mount Lebanon High School, but not for long, getting ready to graduate. And she's going to share a song with us, and then we'll talk afterwards. It's called Human Machine.
I could tell you to be kind, but it would never work. I'd have to teach you how, because that's the way you are, human machine. You could beg me to sing, but you wouldn't listen to the words you'd hear. You'd stay laying in the stars, human machine. And then you'd flaunt your fake eyes to a world that praises lies. And you tell me that I have beautiful bones. But I know the truth. I see through you. A human machine can't learn to. Truth, Earth's not meant for you. the truth. I'm no good for you. No matter what I do, you can't show me love.
There you have Mira Johns. And here we have siblings that are joining us. They're both involved in our youth media program, and I wanted to turn things over to them. They are Sammy and Waylon, and I know you know what to do. They're going to be asking some questions of Mira, and then we'll hear from Gabby.
Mira, can I just say, I loved your piece. It's a great way to start my morning. I feel like everyone's morning a little selfishly. I really, really liked your lyric choice. I thought it was really beautifully written. And then the way that you switched from, kind of focusing, one of my favorite parts was when you talked about, like, automated movements, just filling space. I thought that was really great. And one of my questions is, do you start with your lyrics or your melody, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, that's a great question, and thank you so much for having me. I think it kind of depends on the song. A lot of times in my free time, I love writing poetry, and usually those poems eventually get turned into songs, so sometimes I will have the lyrics already kind of in my brain or on paper as poems that then I go in and add music to and a melody to. Other times, I'm playing around on my piano or whatever instrument, and, you know, I find chords I like or a melody, and then I go in and I'm like, oh, I think these lyrics would go great here, and then I write the lyrics kind of after. So I guess I kind of do both. It kind of depends, but yeah.
And I know you just mentioned you play multiple instruments, which I think is really cool. Do you have different, like, song styles you play with different instruments, or how does that process work for you?
Yeah, I'd say my first instrument is definitely piano. I've been playing piano since I was like 6 years old. But I also have a couple songs on the guitar, and I even have one on the ukulele. So yeah, I guess it kind of depends on like the feel of the song, what instrument I kind of gravitate towards, but most of my songs have been written on the piano.
That's so cool. I love that.
Well, yeah, that was a great piece, and it's very beautiful. It was a great start to my morning. But what was your first motivation, or who was your first motivation to, like, starting piano?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say if you look at, like, baby pictures of me, you can see I'm, like, always with the piano. I'm always, like, even when I was just, like, banging on the piano when I was little, it was just kind of something that I feel like I always gravitated towards. Also, my grandmother played, and she used to play with me sometimes, so she was my biggest inspiration. And then I have to mention my dad, too. He plays so many different instruments, so he was definitely one of my biggest inspirations when it came to this instrument.
It's really cool to hear that you kind of have a whole family who makes music or even plays instruments, and it kind of has gravitated towards you, and you found a love for it, too. And specifically with your song, Human Machine, the title, I feel like people can take it in many different ways. Like, I thought of it as somebody maybe walking through society or the struggles of trying to find something real. What inspired you, or was there, like, an event or a moment in your life where you felt like, this is something I need to write about?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, I think something I love about how I wrote this song is it can be taken so many different ways. I think when I first started to write this song, in my brain I was thinking of a relationship between two people. One person who's searching for that genuine, real love, and then this other figure, this human machine, I guess you could say, who's kind of almost mechanical, who can't really provide that genuine love, who, you know, goes around life with automatic movements, things like that, laying in the stars, kind of otherworldly. So I kind of took it as, you know, a relationship where one person is searching for genuine love and that other person can't really provide that for that person.
Wow. I really like that answer, because I know, at least when I listen to music, and I'm sure when everyone listens to music, every song means something different to them. And it's really cool when an artist can create a piece that means something, but then can be interpreted in so many ways and fit not only one niche, but fit so many people's thoughts in their heads. Or maybe somebody's going through something right now, and I feel like listening to your song can hit so many of those different aspects. So I really loved your song. I really, really
do. Thank you so much.
It was so beautiful.
Thank you. Waylon, did you have any additional questions?
Yeah. What made you, like, think of these lyrics in this piece? Because obviously there's so many different ways you can, like, play the piano. So why did you choose this specifically?
So I think, talking about, like, musically wise, when I first started writing it, I knew I wanted it to be kind of played in, like, the lower octaves, I guess, because it's kind of, you know, solemn and, you know, sadder at times. And so that's kind of how that came to be. And then also this song, I've also played with my band. I have a band too. And looking at, like, musically with them, whenever I talk about, like, the automatic movements, it's a lot of, like, quick, like, on the drums, like, on the rims, things like that, kind of giving that, like, mechanical feel. And then other times, it's, like, a lot of melodies played by the guitar that are, like, very echoey and otherworldly to kind of give that feel to it. So I guess when I was writing it, I would look at the lyrics, I would think, how can I translate those feelings to the piano, to these other instruments, and my band also could help with that. So yeah, I guess it's just about connecting those lyrics to the instruments.
Okay, that's really cool.
If you're just joining us, it's our Youth Express segment at the Saturday Light Brigade. Waylon and Sammy are the two people who just heard interviewing Mira Johns, who just played. Mira, I'm going to ask you just a couple quick questions. First, what's going to happen after you graduate this year?
Yes, so...
You knew that was coming.
I sure did. So first, I want to say I will always, always have music in my life. I'm definitely still going to write music, things like that, try to play out, find a band wherever I go. But I'm committed to American University, and I'm going to be studying environmental science in the fall, and I'm very excited.
That is awesome. And so you know that that is possible. I had a long career in environmental engineering and policy, and did what I'm doing now in parallel with that. Wow. So it can
be
done.
That's amazing.
And, what made you choose environmental science, or what prompted you to choose it?
So I've always felt so connected to nature, and I've always loved being outside. And I know that, like, in my heart, I want to do whatever I can to help protect the earth, protect the environment. So... And I'm confident that American University and studying environmental science will lead me down that path.
That's great. My other question is simply, do you have anybody you would like to acknowledge? And is there anything else you wanted to say that we didn't give you any room to say?
Yeah, I just want to thank you so much for having me again. I'll do a little quick shout out to my band, Andrew Tiernan and Mars, who I'm so thankful for. And then also I'll be playing at the Millvale Music Festival today at the Maple Leaf at 1 p.m. So if you want to come down, it'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us. Now we're going to do pretty much the same kind of arrangement. I will introduce our next singer-songwriter. And then Sammy and Waylon are going to pick up. Ainsley is also here. Ainsley is Remake Learning Day's youth ambassador, and maybe we'll chat with Ainsley if you feel like it. We'd love to talk with you. But let me tell you a little bit about Gabby Prasad. Gabby is 16 and is in 10th grade, but not for long, at Mount Lebanon High School. Gabby's song is called Copper, and here is Gabby.
It's raining outside, rivers on the sidewalk, like maps of my racing running time. Like a drop hitting the concrete, done with the fall, pulling down, slowly making its way to the sea, flowing to the sea, flowing to the sea, where guitar. I shouldn't be so tense about it, but my rendezvous are few and far between. Shut in here like a bright dowry, waiting for some perfect thing to come and make me me. But for now I'm lonely, lonely. And on the mornings I don't recognize my face, and the dinners with people who never talk, feels like nothing even matters at all. Don't know how to be, don't know how to be. Tracing chances, living in a dream. Copper going green, going green. Jealously still and staring towards the sea. And I think I love her, but I won't call her. I lost my voice in some modern decay. Lost my legs to all I have is this same view of my bedroom falling into disarray.
Gabby Prasad, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Youth Express Hour is taking place. It's Remake Learning Days. Sammy and Waylon are my co-hosts, and I'm turning it right over to you two.
Gabby, I was so captivated by your performance. Like, that's the first thing I want to say. I realized I couldn't take my eyes off the guitar the whole time. Like, every lyric, every part that you had, I was so captivated. And the first thought I had is, like, I want to listen to that again. Like, something about the melody and the way that you performed it really was just so captivating. It was so passionate. That was, like, the biggest thing I was thinking of. And I love the name of your song, Copper. What inspired you? Or, like, why is it named Copper?
Honestly, it's just like one of the lyrics in the song is copper going green, jealously still and staring out to sea. And like the whole time I was writing the song, I was like captivated with like the concept of like being stuck, like stagnant, and like the rage that comes from like being unable to like move yourself to do things. And I felt like that lyric specifically captured it, copper going green. Like, and I just thought copper is like the most defining like part of that lyric. So it's really just a word from the song that I think stuck with me.
That's so cool. I love that name so much.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was a beautiful piece. And I think the lyrics, I'm just wondering, did you take inspiration from events in your own life, or did you just kind of create that?
Yes, it is. It's very much inspired by my own life. I'm very inspired by like artists who, when they write lyrics, they take like fragments of their own lives and piece them together, so you get a complete emotional portrait, even if it's not a complete like chronological portrait. So that's kind of what I did here. I kind of took fragments from my own life and like metaphors, and I interspersed them together. So lyrically, it's like an emotional portrait of how I was feeling at the time.
One thing I also want to ask is, I can definitely tell you love the guitar from playing it. Have you played for a long time or?
I actually started like around 2 years ago, starting now. I mean, music's always been a part of my life. I've been playing drums since I was like 5 years old, but I picked up the guitar around 2 years ago and I taught myself, and I just kind of bonded to it really quickly. And so I guess I haven't played it for that long, but it was sort of a love at first sight kind of situation.
That's so cool. So do you then kind of start with just like playing things on your guitar and maybe you find a melody, or is it like a cohesion process where you have lyrics that you're ready for, an idea? How do you process that and piece that together?
Usually I'm very melodically based, so I'm not quite as poetic as Mira. I usually write I'm messing around on the guitar and I find a chord progression or I find a plucking or whatever, and then I find a melody that I think goes really nicely with it, and then I'm like, okay, what theme could I slide into this based on the feeling I'm getting from the instrument? And that's usually how it works for me.
Very cool. Very cool.
When you create your lyrics in your piece, what goes through your mind? Like, do you like aim for like a softer tone or like a more passionate tone? Or is like, do you create your lyrics and melody off of that or something else?
I mean, I usually just kind of, it ends up being softer or more passionate based on just where it goes. Like, I don't really decide ahead of time. Like this song specifically, like the part at the end where I'm just vocalizing really high, I actually came up with that when I was like working on it and doing a recording on my own time, and I was like, oh, that's fun. So it's more like I insert the intensity whenever it feels necessary, but I don't go into something thinking I want this to be a really intense song. It usually just starts out one way and ends up where it's supposed to be.
And I feel like you can definitely hear that throughout your song as well. I feel like there were moments that were a lot softer, and then there were moments that were a lot more passionate, but it was very fluid. It was really nice. I think that's why, again, like I said, it was so captivating. Like, there was always something, it was a little bit different with the same similar like storyline. And one thing I wanted to mention, I know you mentioned you played drums since you were five.
Yes.
Did you always have like an inclination, or do you have anybody in your life that also loves music that kind of like inspired you?
Well, my dad loves music. He's actually here today. Shout out dad. But my dad loves music. He's always played drums, and so he encouraged my brother and I to start playing drums at a very young age because he wanted us to like have an education and a background in an instrument. And he's just always loved music, so he kept like instruments around the house on a regular basis. So like, yeah, and like we always listened to a lot of music when I was a kid. So yeah, I would say that like my upbringing was, there was a lot of music involved all the time. So it kind of created a really nice space for me to grow as a musician, and I'm really grateful for that.
That's so cool to hear that you had people in your life who pushed that, but then you were able to use that to go down your own path and figure out what type of music you wanted to create. I think that's just so cool and beautiful.
Ainsley, did you have anything you wanted to ask? Just come up a little closer to the microphone if you do. This is our Youth Express Hour. It's Remake Learning Days. Ainsley is a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Thanks for choosing our event to cover. Where do you go to school?
I go to Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy.
And do you have a question of these two?
I guess just like, what makes you love music the most? It's kind of a hard question, sorry.
Okay, I think for me, just how, like, music's ability to really make you feel something. Like, even if that, like, no matter what, it can connect to emotion you're feeling. If you're happy, sad, angry, any of those emotions, you can always have music for that. And then also, with writing music, it's such a beautiful outlet for me to be able to express myself and my emotions. So I really love music for those reasons.
I completely agree with Mira. I think she summed it up pretty nicely. Music is my chosen form of catharsis. It's just how I really work through things in my life. Like, if I didn't have music, if I wasn't able to like go home and just start playing or go home and like listen to something, I literally don't know what I'd do with myself. Like, this is how I experience myself emotionally.
Gabby, do you know what you might like to do after graduating? You've got a couple years yet.
I'm not entirely sure. Like Mira, I'm definitely going to keep music as a part of my life forever. I do, and I'm just going to continue. I'm not really sure what I want to do career-wise or college-wise. I mean, I've started, like, thinking about it a little, but I don't really have anything.
It's kind of early.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say or people to acknowledge?
Yeah. So I'd like to thank my family, obviously. I'd like to thank anybody who's ever helped me with music. So all of my drum teachers, my voice teacher, Caitlin. Thank you to Mr. Petrich and Mr. Cavo for, like, inviting, like, helping us get on this show, because this is super cool. And yeah, just anybody who's supported me.
Mr. Petrich is a great person to have
yes.
in your life. Dan Petrich is a great guy. Well, thanks to both Mira Johns, Gabby Prasad, for being with us. And thanks to Sammy and Waylon and Ainsley. We're going to continue our Youth Express Hour. We have writers joining us in just a few moments. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I've spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief.
Alone with my grief.
But I pray, really and truly pray,
morning, find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Because of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying. the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief.
Every morning finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief,
to find some relief.
Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief,
alone with my grief.
But I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief.
That is the great fat man D here on the Saturday Light Brigade. And in moments now, we are going to give you a chance to hear some original writing. Some very inspirational music for this spring day from our friend Brian Henke. And it's Remake Learning Days. We have an open house today, and I see a lot of people in the house, which is terrific. We're open until 2 o'clock today, and we really hope we'll have a chance to see you anytime between now and 2.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
This is Lex Welsh, a student at Clarion Area High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you join me at Life-Size Board Games, hosted by the Franklin Library at 421 12th Street in Franklin on March 17th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Life-Size Board Games is designed for all ages and allows fun to be had by the whole family. We'll be exploring a huge Candyland course that winds through the library, playing Hungry Hippos where you are the hippo, and more exciting life-size games. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I'm excited to have some fun playing these gigantic games and meet some new people while doing it. To learn more about the Oil Region Library Association, visit oilregionlibraries.org. Life-Size Board Games is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Remake Learning Days continues through the 23rd. Ainsley is here as a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. And Ainsley, I've hardly had a chance to talk to you. What prompted you to do this?
I'm a part of my school's like journalism program and my school's like news program. So we write articles, and then we also do like the school's announcement and news. So I found out about it through that, and I thought it would be a really cool opportunity to just try out and see if I like it.
And I'm glad you're here. For folks who are just tuning in now, what school are you at?
I'm at Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy.
And what grade are you finishing?
11th grade.
Well, it's nice that you're here. It's a busy time of the year, I would imagine. Finals coming up.
Yeah, there's lots of school stuff. But we finished AP tests, so it's slowing down.
Excellent. Well, we have three writers that are here today that are going to share their work. We have Tika Gill, who is about to graduate from Penn Trafford High School. We have C. Sambar, who is, I'm happy that she's, C is finishing 11th grade. I'm happy because it means we get to see you for at least another year. C has been so active in our youth media center. And then we're going to meet Layla Nigel, who is in eighth grade, just finishing eighth grade at Dorseyville Middle School. I hope we'll get to see Layla more and more as time goes on. I think C is going to share some original work first. The one thing that everybody here has in common is they all were honored by the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards program. And Sammy is still here, too, by the way. Sammy is going to join us for the interview. She is part of our YXL Live podcast that airs every Wednesday. In fact, she is one of the co-hosts. There's that spooky beginning again to that song. And Sammy is going to do some of the questioning afterwards along with Ainsley. So, C, my friend, we're ready. I can't wait to hear what comes out of you. I've watched C. It's not like you were rough when you came here, but I've just watched you just get so incredibly... I've just watched your talent blossom every day. It seems like you're doing something new, and it's been just great. I can't wait. I haven't heard much of your writing. I've mostly watched what you've been doing in terms of the podcast and developing it. So I can't wait to hear what you have to share.
Yeah, thank you. It's been...
Hang on. It would help if I turned your mic on. There we go.
Thank you.
Put you here.
It's been really great and such an honor being here for the past many, many months and really growing. So this piece I actually wrote here at the Youth Media Center with help from the staff educators. So I'm very excited to share it. It's called Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. They are what so many strive for, strive to find in the sea of uncertainty and doubt. This country's core principles flown high. We stick up our chins and we hold ourselves proudly. We put our hands to our chests and we believe. Believe that we are worth it, that we can become part of the supposed American dream. That we can feel safe, that we can go out with pride, that we can live, that everyone, no matter who they are, can find a home. Trans people have become polarized, ostracized, dehumanized, the opposite of the American dream. Hollered at, battered, left for dead, either metaphorically or literally. It is like every other week I hear a new story, a new bill about to be passed. More and more kids are being forced to live a lie. Or every other week a new girl is found dead. A trans girl, a date gone wrong, or walking into the bathroom. And what happens next, I don't wish to repeat. Then there are... the speeches, the ones that bring up the atrocities, but blame it on us. That we are at fault. And they are dead name, mispronoun, misgendered, misremembered. A final blow, it hits so low, I'm scared. I'm really, really scared. I have to hear about other people just like me not making it to 18. I want to make it to 18. Please let me make it to 18. I came out December 14th, 2020. I live in a state where I have the opportunity to go to the bathroom I identify with. I get to use the name I identify with, the pronouns I identify with. I had the opportunity to go on puberty blockers and then HRT. Going on estrogen saved me. I get to be happy. I get to live as who I am. It wasn't easy, though. We live in a state that does protect these life-saving things, but that does not mean that there are not bumps in the roads, mountains and valleys waiting to topple our will, our life, our being. I wish I could have told Fred Martinez Jr., Nariah Johnson, Dwayne Jones, Mercedes Williamson, Nikki Kuhnhausen, Brayla Stone, Brianna Gay, Nex Benedict, and many more trans people who have been directly affected by bills, by transphobes, by the world, that they could have had even a bit of hope, that they could have a family, that they could have friends, that they could be alive again. I want so many to just say sorry to them, to apologize for making the bills, the culture, the people who killed them, apologize. These bills need to stop. Trans people need to stop being the hot topic of politics. We are human beings. We have feelings. We wish to learn. We wish to get jobs and have families. 661 anti-trans bills were introduced this year, 615 last year, 174 bills the year before that. 21 in 2015 was the start. From then to now, it has risen by over 3,100%. We are victims of the system, especially the black trans people around us who die at an even more unprecedented rate. Stop, stop, stop your masquerading, using us for personal gain. We are not a piece in your game of chess, a step in your road to success. These bills kill. Stop them now. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Give us that. Give us what you spout, what you pray for, what you supposedly stand for. Don't let us perish into history. Let us stand up. Let us become the future, or at least alive. I'm sorry for what you think we have done. But please, just let us live. Please.
Wow, that was C. And I'm going to turn things over to Ainsley and Sammy so you can ask questions. In fact, why don't we pivot both of these microphones over so you can each have your own mic? I should have thought about that the first time. And in that way, you can be comfortable. Ainsley is here as a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Any questions for C on the writing that was just shared?
Well, first, that was really good. It was really well written, and it was really, like, impactful and moving. I just wanted to ask, was there a specific moment that prompted this, or was it just, like, a collection of moments?
Yeah.
See, I know better that I keep having your microphone down. And, see, I'm showing you it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah, it really is. Last year, I was really affected when I heard about a trans person named Nex Benedict in, I believe it was 2024. And I ended up writing a play about it, sort of inspired by it. And I became kind of engrossed in the topic because I think... in a very dark way that we don't talk about, we almost become obsessed with news articles that kind of directly affect us, and we see the pain of people in our own community, and we kind of almost become desensitized to it, and you kind of want to understand it in a way. So I found myself kind of really trying to dissect the world we're living in and really trying to understand it to kind of, I don't know, make myself feel better in a way. And this was kind of a response going into that election, because it was November, because it was before that, and kind of my thoughts going into it.
See, I feel very lucky to, I get to hear a lot of your pieces, and it's, I say the same thing every time, but I'm like, it's just so good. Like, that's always my first response to it, because whenever you write something or piece something together, whether it be a poem or a play, it's every single word is so impactful. There's no sentence or there's no phrase that feels like, oh, that didn't need to be there. And I would say my favorite part of your entire piece was when you listed off those names, because you did it so tastefully, and it was in, I think, the perfect spot. And it was just such an impactful, it's interesting how a set of names can change so much and mean so much to a topic, but I think you did a really, really great job with that. And I just thought it was one of my favorite things I think you've written, especially that one specific part that I've heard.
Yeah, thank you. I think what was really important about including the names was that these bills affect real people. And I wanted to kind of highlight that there are actual people out there. There are real people who have been affected by it and actually have lives. I think one of the most impactful things I read about Nex Benedict is just like the things they love to do. You know, they liked Walking Dead, they liked Minecraft, and I feel like we have in news articles, we just have the header that says trans person died or whatever, but we don't really kind of see who they are. And I think it starts with a name, and that's why I included that.
The names really captured me too, because I wasn't expecting the list of names there. My immediate thought was gratitude for the fact that you're making sure they're not invisible, but it was poetically done. They just floated in, and you made it clear that there's not the space to list each and every person. One, because there isn't the time, and two, sadly, the list is inaccurate the minute it's completed because it keeps getting longer. So kudos to you. Who would like to share next? We're looking. Okay. Let me, we'll just move a microphone over to you. I'll let you introduce yourself first and get ready. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Tika Gill.
And where do you go to school, Tika?
I go to Penn Trafford High School.
And you're graduating.
No, I am not.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm in 11th grade right now, but I'm close to graduating.
That's
so.
Okay. That's okay. I was going to say 16 and you're graduating. Well, I'm glad you're here. What did you bring to share?
So this is a play that I wrote for Scholastic called Breathless. And just for context, it is focused around the idea of this fictional disease called Hanahaki disease.
I like it. No, I smile because I like the concept of a fictional disease.
It's somewhat popular in like pop culture, especially in like fan fiction writing communities. And the entire idea is that it's this disease that is caused by unrequited love. So flowers bloom in the chest of someone who is in love with someone else who doesn't have the love in return. And unless they either confess their love and get rejected or cut the flowers out, they will suffocate on them. But in the process of cutting the flowers out, there are many different versions of it, but it could lead to losing the ability to love forever, losing the ability to love just the person. And it's a really interesting idea that I saw online. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like heartbreaking, but in such a poetic way, and I wanted to make a play out of it.
I can't wait to hear this. Take it away, Tika.
This is just a few scenes, so it might feel a little choppy, but this is scene 5. Aoi is left in the same position that he was in the scene prior, his head down in the tear-soaked sheets. Although uncomfortable, he doesn't move. He simply cries gently. Suddenly and without warning, the other man begins violently coughing, catching Aoi off guard. Aoi, panicked. He doesn't usually take deep breaths before this happens. He lifts the other man up, trying to open the airflow, and yet his coughing grows more and more violent. The petals soon shoot out of his mouth, followed by the buds covered in blood. As Aoi takes a relieved breath, he goes to place Yuta back down, yet the coughing doesn't subside. It strengthens as his face turns a light shade of blue. He's receiving little to no airflow through his coughs. The petals flood out of him, drenched in a deep scarlet, guarding his lungs from the much-needed oxygen. Aoi lets out a few curses as he runs to hit the nurse call button, yet he can't hear it dial. All he hears is a distant ringing in his ears as everything silences. The clamor of nurses, the non-ending coughing, the rushed beeping of the heart monitor. The only thing he can hear are the words that unconsciously seep out of his mouth. Remove the flowers. Scene 6. The two boys are walking home from high school, dressed in their school uniforms as they carry their bags. Aoi, what do you get on your midterms? Yuta, a 98. You? What do you mean you got a 98? Come on, man, we're supposed to be stupid together. Stop being smart, I got a 63. Man, at this rate, you're gonna end up going to some renowned national university while I'm stuck in some public school. Hearing this caught Yuta off guard, as his face blatantly displays his revelation. Oh, you're right. I guess we won't always get to be like this. Hey, don't say that. We'll stay friends in the future no matter what. Just friends, huh? He mutters something under his breath, inaudibly. Aoi. What did you say? He's cut off as suddenly Yura begins coughing. Aoi puts his hands on the other's back, patting it gently. Man, when are these coughing fits gonna go away? He looks up at Aoi, a longing glint shining in his eyes. If only you were a girl. Huh? Yura pushes off his knees and lifts himself back up, his face turning away from the other boy. Nothing. That's my little excerpt.
Wow. That was amazing. And we're going to ask you some questions right after I say you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including our own slbradio.org/radio. Sammy, take it away.
I loved it. I feel like that's not the most, like, the first...
Sorry about that.
The first professional response, but I was just so excited. The idea is so cool. When you were explaining the whole idea of it, I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. And I also tend to not be super aware of these ideas in these fictional worlds. Like, I know even before, like, I've been introduced to a lot, even from, like, C. She'll explain things to me about, like, anime, and I'm like, what? But... It's just so captivating, and then I literally felt like I was watching a Netflix show when you were explaining it. I know it was only two scenes, but I felt like I was on my bed turning on a show, and it was just so captivating. It was so entertaining with two scenes. Have you written, like, these things before, or is this your first time?
I have written quite a few plays before. I originally started with, like, poetry and, like, what most consider, like, normal writing. I was like, this is fun, but I like writing dialogue, and I like doing theater, and then I was like, wait a minute, I can write plays, I can write screenplays, and then I started that, and I was like, this is addicting, I'm gonna just keep doing this, and then, like, I'll just be, like, writing a bunch, and I feel like these ideas, I'll be, like, scrolling, I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, I could so write something with that, and then I'm like, I need to turn this idea into something that I could see, like, I like seeing my writing, which might be why I was really happy when you said it was, like, seeing a Netflix thing, so, like, that's what I want people to be able to see what I see when I write.
Yeah, and I like how you mentioned how there's always kind of sometimes a stigma of what's normal writing and how you're expanding that and showing people that you don't just have to write a poem. If you want to write a screenplay, you can write a screenplay. And I think that's really powerful. And you writing that is going to inspire so many people to write things that they can visualize too. So I loved it so much.
Thank you. I also find that back to, like, the fan fiction idea, you see a lot of fan fictions, but you never see any, like, scripts that are, like, feeling of fan fiction or, like, based off of fan fiction, which is why I was like, what if I combine how I started originally writing when I was in, like, middle school with where I've progressed till now? So I was like, what if I combine my old, what I wanted to write, with how I write now? And it kind of, like, formed into something that I'm really proud of. And I'm like, maybe people will understand that they can, like the cringy things that they liked in middle school and, like, progress with it.
It's so cool. I think that's such a cool idea to bring.
Thank
and,
you.
Like, it's just inspiring to let people know, like, do what you love and, like, combine things and, like, create new kind of, like, even types of writing. I think it's just so cool.
Thanks.
Ainsley, do you have anything you'd like to ask or comment on?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool. I loved it. It was so good. I love that you just enjoy, like, writing plays and stuff. Would you ever want to write a play that's actually performed in the future? Is that something you're interested in?
I would love to. My thing is that I write more for, like, the screen, in my opinion. I have a few that are meant for stage, and I'm like, if I could see this on a stage, that'd be wonderful. But then I write for a screen, and I'm like, I see it more because I'm less confined to making it fit a stage, because I feel like I can do whatever I want if I'm writing for something that's not, like, to be performed live. Like, if I can have whatever I can want to happen, I'm like, I could do that, and I could see the close-ups, I can see the faraway shots, I can see all of that through it. But, like, seeing my work done would be, like, a dream.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Such a great question. I'm going to take advantage of the fact that T is here and is a trained reporter as part of our team. T, do you have any questions to ask of Tika?
Yeah, I really loved it. I think kind of what Sam was saying is I was taken away to another world. And do you have any projects kind of coming up that you've written and maybe are now filming?
Yes, I do. So recently, actually, I wrote a short screenplay for a class I was in. I can explain a little bit of the details if you're interested.
Go ahead.
So I'm in a class that was for like acting in film because I want to become a film actor. And our final project was to make a short film, like 5 to 10 minutes, completely by ourselves, write it, direct it, and all that. So I wrote a script that is called Empreg Empath, which sounds hilarious, but it's this very, I don't know if it's controversial, but it's in a world where abortion has been completely banned by like a dictator type leader. And in the process, a poor girl is like forced to bear a child she doesn't want to bear. So like just out of rage and out of like grief, she curses the man who banned abortion to bear her child. And he becomes pregnant with her child and can no longer have an abortion due to the fact that he banned it. So it's like a short little like, what would happen if men could get pregnant too? Would these abortion problems still be like a big issue? And like being able to work on that and see what my writing would actually look like was like wonderful.
And are you're doing this at Penn Trafford?
No.
Or
so I also take college release classes at Seton Hill.
I was wondering. Yeah, because it's great that you have those opportunities to, in a world, I can hear it right now, where it's coming. I wanted to bring C back in, and we're going to go to Layla in a minute, just to ask each of you if you have anybody you would like to acknowledge or anything else you'd like to mention associated with the work that you shared. And see, I'll have you start. I just wanted, I didn't get a chance to ask you that after.
Just any shout outs?
Oh, yeah, any shout outs are fine. And then anything specifically related to the work, either is fine.
I don't know. I feel like I'm always creating stuff. So I feel like this was just kind of a little bit of a dialogue in the stuff I've created. I make a lot of stories with kind of characters that we often don't see. And so I'm just going to be continuing to do that. Yeah.
Great. Any shout outs or people you'd like to acknowledge, Tika, that are helping you ply the craft and learn?
I mean, can I just say some names, I guess?
Of course.
Well, I'd like to thank my teacher, Miss Mattis, from middle school, who originally got me into writing, and also my teacher, Miss Wilkich, who helped me continue writing throughout high school and taught me what Scholastic was and gave me the opportunity to be here.
Excellent. Thank you,
thank you
for doing that. Let's now turn to Layla. Thank you for, it's hard when you go last, but it's certainly not least. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Come a little closer.
Okay. Yeah, so, but she was talking about moving on from cringy middle school interests. Let's move on to the cringy middle schooler.
You're not cringy.
But yeah, anyways, so, I am currently...
You're at Dorseyville, right?
Yeah, I am.
What kind of things do you like to do?
Well, I mean, I'm into a lot of different, like, types of art. Like, I like drawing, more like getting into writing, and I do, like, some little sculptures with polymer clay occasionally. And, I mean, really, really anything with, like, creative stuff. I have a whole bunch of, like, characters that are sort of just, like, chilling in my head. I forget it. I mean...
That's excellent, though.
Yeah.
It sounds like creative work is just a great outlet.
There's at least like 36 of them just like chilling up there.
What work did you bring to share?
Oh, yeah, of course. So let me pull
and
up
thank
the
you.
PDF.
Yeah, thanks, by the way, for being here. If you're joining us, by the way, as we get ready, it's Remake Learning Days here at SLB, and we have an open house today until 2 o'clock. Stop on down and see us. KDD is going to be here.